Welcome to Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. On this broadcast, Shola Adio teaches God's Word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer.
Hello, everyone. You're welcome once again to Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. In this episode, we'll be looking at the effect that your soul ties have on your associations, the friendships that you keep. There is a link, a very strong link between the soul ties that you are operating in and the associations of friends that you keep. So we'll be looking into that aspect today. Very often I get asked by people, what exactly do you mean by soul ties? What are soul ties? So I'm going to give you a few quick definitions of what soul ties are, and then we'll go into the message for today. What is a soul tie? A soul tie is simply the captivation of your soul, which comprises the emotion and the will and the mind by another person or thing. So when your soul is captivated by another person or thing, then you have a soul tie going on. A soul tie also can simply be the attachment of your soul, emotion, which comprises of your emotion, will, and mind, to another person or thing. So once you are attached to a person or a thing, you have a soul tie going on. An example is if you're attached to chocolate, for instance, you have a soul tie with chocolate. So it means that at very key moments, if I can bring in a bar of chocolate, then the attachment that you have to that bar of chocolate will be very visible, and it can overrule certain things that you probably wanted to do. Another definition of soul tie is a soul tie exists when there are things or people you can't just say no to when you should be saying no to them. So a soul tie exists when there are things or people you can't just say no to when you should be saying no to them. So that's those are the definitions I have for you for soul ties. Now, if you want to know more about soul ties, you can go to my website, which is www.breakingsoulties.com. www.breakingsoulties.com. I can spell that for you. BreakingSoulties.com. BreakingSoulties.com. And also, if you can find us on several social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, BlackBerry Messaging, and of course, this sort of broadcast that you have going on the internet. Also, you can follow me on Twitter to learn more about soul ties using these handles, Shola Adio, SolaAdio, and also these other handle as well, Soul Ties Tweets, SolTiesTweets. So let's get into our business for today, your soul ties and your associations. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. I'll read verses 1 to 3. He says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." Now he was talking about our lives as unbelievers, "wherein in time past." So the time past there referred to the times that we were walking as sinners, as people who had not received Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and Savior. Then he goes on to say, that according to the course of this world, that's the way the world operated, was the way we were walking. And he also said, according to the prince of the power of the air. So it means that our lives before we came into Jesus Christ were completely and fully regulated by Satan. And he goes on to say, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. So we were children of disobedience, and the spirit of Satan was walking in us. And then he goes on to say, among whom also we all had our conversation. Conversation means our behavioral patterns, our behavior traits, in times past, in the lusts of our flesh. Lusts means sensual desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So we see here that the scripture is saying that our lives as unbelievers were lived directly under the control of Satan, but also lived in concert with fellow children of disobedience. So it meant that most times we didn't really operate in isolation. We operated in concert with other people who had the same interests of serving Satan when we walked on this planet as unbelievers. So tonight we'll be looking at the effects that your soul ties have on your associations, or the effect that your associations could have on your soul, on your soul ties. They work in both directions. So you see here that the scripture was saying that the things that we developed, the behavioral patterns we developed, the traits that we picked up, were picked up in concert with our friends in the world. So our skills, our worldly skills were sharpened and developed in concert with the friends that we have, that we had out there in the world. So if you look at your life today and you find any bad habits prevalent over your life, you'll discover that there were certain people in your life, in most cases, there were certain people in your life with whom you practiced those things, with whom you delved into those things. And you see, many habits are rarely practiced in isolation. Well, maybe quite a few could be practiced in isolation. Maybe a few, like masturbation, or possibly even porn. But a lot of times people even won't watch porn with their friends these days. So maybe apart from very few, all other habits most times are practiced in concert with friends and associations. Over the years, I noticed that anytime a person was going to go on a smoking break, he most likely, or she most likely, would tag someone else along to go on a smoking break. So they rarely went downstairs to smoke alone. I used to smoke before I got saved, and I rarely ever went alone. You always, went with a buddy. So most times, even as teenagers, you got pulled into smoking, there was somebody else who was practicing it that influenced you to go into it. So you see, a lot of times the things that you are attached to, you discover that your closest friends, the people you really embrace into your life, are also attached to the same things. The people you really cherish are also attached to the same things. Now, you can be friends with people who don't share those same values with you, but you're not really as close to them as the other ones who practice the same things that that you are attached to. And you see, for you to become more skillful in the things that you really love to do, you would always seek out other people who practice exactly the same things. So that's why you find out in life that geeks will usually fraternize with geeks so that they can become better geeks. A drug addict will usually fraternize with another drug addict so that they can become better at what they're doing. And holy people also will fraternize with holy people so they can, keep behaving holy. And also prostitutes will fraternize with prostitutes so they can, compare their processes and make sure that they are up to date with their processes. Alcoholics also will fraternize with alcoholics. I mean, because many times alcoholics are interested in places where they can find cheap beer, cheap lager. So, I mean, if you're an alcoholic, you'll be friends with other alcoholics because you'll be able to know where to go to get cheap or even free lager. And musicians also fraternize with other musicians, because how are you going to get called for a gig if you don't even know any other musician? So as a musician, you're not going to be fraternizing with electricians, you understand? And also womanizers will also fraternize with other womanizers, because how are you going to get information about the women that you want to pursue? So you see that the people you love to be with or you feel most comfortable to be with give us a very clear indication of what your soul ties are. So if we look at your life today and we can identify your closest and most influential associations today, then we can tell what your soul ties are very quickly. Very quickly, we can tell what your soul ties are. And what this begins to suggest is that if you want to get rid of soul ties, you not only need to expose yourself to the Word of God, you also need to do something very drastic about the associations that you keep. You cannot get rid of soul ties from your life. You cannot break soul ties that are standing in your way today if you do not get rid of the associations that you both practice those soul ties together with. So it's very important, very important. And we're going to be taking a very quick break very soon, and I'll be sharing more with you about the effect of your soul ties on your associations after the break. So see you guys very shortly.
Now back to Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about soul ties, please visit www.breakingsoulties.com or on Twitter at Shola Adio and at Soul Ties Twit.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Before the break, we were able to see from scriptures that the things that you practiced while you were still out there in the world, while you were not saved, while you were not born again, and the people that you practiced those things with constituted your main line of activities in the world. And now that you are saved, now that you're born again, your spirit has been recreated. You're now a brand new person in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, all things are passed away, and that you're a new creation man, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But we also learned from the scriptures that your soul did not immediately get saved, but it goes through a progressive transformation. The Bible says that be ye not conformed to this world. So it means that if you did nothing after you got saved, you will remain conformed to the world, i.e. you will behave exactly the way the world behaves. But he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we see that something has to happen to your mind, which is called renewal. You renew your mind with God's word so that you can be transformed into the very image of the person of Jesus Christ that is already on the inside of your spirit. Now, we also saw from the scriptures that if you retain the associations that you kept determined largely the kind of tastes that you acquired out there in the world. And your being saved most times would not automatically just kill those tastes off until you begin to get into God's word. Not only do you need to get into God's word, you also need to do something about the associations that you kept, because those associations will then serve as points that Satan will use to try to drag you back into a life of walking in the flesh. Now, I just want to give you, so really, in addition to seeking spiritual deliverance, you know, from, you know, soul ties habits, the associations that brought you there must be terminated. They just must be terminated. So it means that if, let's say, you were into alcoholism, for instance, you couldn't just do without going out with friends to drink. Now that you're saved, you're now born again, you're not a Christian, and you don't want to drink again, then it means that you're going to change your friends. You cannot hang out with those same guys every night. You can't even hang out with them, you know, deceiving yourself to say that, oh yes, I'll go down the pub with them, but when we get there, I'll just be proud, preach Jesus Christ to them, and I'm not going to drink with them. Now, you had a drinking habit. You've been drinking every night until last week, Sunday, that you gave your life to Christ. Now, there's absolutely no way you're going to stand successfully as a Christian going out with the same bunch of people that you developed those habits with to try to get them saved. You need to, first of all, pull away from them and develop your life in the Spirit. So that's what I just want to get across to you today. Now, I want to give you a very quick example of how associations, example that I witnessed of how the sort of associations that you keep will regulate or will determine your soul ties and will also entrench your soul ties. Now, over 12 years ago, a friend of mine that I knew way back from Lagos, I was speaking with her on the phone, and she coughed very strangely. And I mean, I know the smoker's cough. I used to cough before. So, and it definitely was a smoker's cough. So I confronted her right there and said, look, I think something is wrong. Do you smoke, right? Because that cough did not sound, it didn't sound normal at all. And then she owned up that she used to do an average of a packet a day. And then she said she wanted to be out of that habit. So straight away, my lightning fast mind began to work. I said, okay, number one, I want to ask about your three best friends. I mean, your three closest friends. I said, the very closest friend that you got, does she smoke? She said, yes. And then the next closest one, does she smoke? She said, yes. And then the next closest one, does she smoke? She said, yes. I said, oh, okay. And then, so I said, do you live with them? Yes, she lived with all three of them. So there were four ladies living together in the same house, and they all smoked. All four of them were Christians. All four of them sang in the choir. Then they had three boyfriends that used to come to see the other three girls. They also were chain smokers. So really, if you look at it, there was absolutely no way she could just be praying in tongues alone in that room to get delivered from a smoking habit or even possibly sexual habits. So at the end of the day, I had to say to her, I said, look, if you really want to get delivered from smoking, in addition to praying along with you and you confessing God's word on a daily basis, you need to move your stuff out of that house. You cannot no longer live in that house again. And that's how the game goes. Your proximity to those associations will continue to entrench your evil soul ties. So if you want to get rid of soul ties, look very closely at the associations with which you practice these soul ties with, and then you got to do something about them. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So you see, the deception is this. People have good manners. There are good manners on the inside of you. Jesus Christ now lives on the inside of you. There is a love for God that is on the inside of you. But the Bible says that evil communications will corrupt the good thing that is on the inside of you. So, and he starts with saying that be not deceived. Many Christians are deceived today that they can still walk in holiness and they can still walk in righteousness and yet to maintain their proximity to evil people or evil communication that with which they practice these soul ties together in the world. So I just want to say to you in a nutshell that your efforts at deliverance and discipline will fall apart like a cheap $2 suitcase if your evil associations remain intact. Many sincere and well-meaning Christians never reach their full potential because of the soul ties that they practice with evil associations. I mean, come to think of it, if your three best friends boast of how many girls that they have been with this month, what are you going to boast of when you are in their midst? So soon enough, you're going to find a girl yourself with which you'll do the same thing, so you have something to report when you get back into their midst. Same thing with the ladies. I mean, if your three closest friends described what they did with their boyfriends last weekend, I mean, definitely you also would be most likely be looking for a boyfriend next week, so that by the time you guys meet again, you two will also have something to do. I mean, alcoholics boast of how many pints that they can consume before they get smashed. Now, if you also don't have something to say along those lines, I mean, very soon you're also gonna, you know, I mean, try to practice the same thing and see how far you can go before you get drunk. So you see, these things work a lot quicker with associations. So that's why you cannot hang in there with those associations and just get free from those soul ties. If you really want to be free from those habits and those soul ties, you need to terminate those relationships that brought you into those addictions. And you cannot deceive yourself to hang in there and say that you're trying to convince them to come with you. If you want to be free, then you must flee. This is in addition to renewing your mind with God's word and also removing your eye gates from these addictions. Your associations must be dealt with. They must be dealt with. If you want to beat a sex problem, you need to cancel your subscription to those porn channels. Lot and his wife saw nothing wrong in Sodom and Gomorrah because they stayed too long there watching the wrong people. If you're a virgin, don't make those who have no value for chastity your closest friends. They will eventually talk you out of it because they've lost their own. They're sleeping with one new man every week. So what's going to happen? They're going to tell you that, come on, just why are you acting as though you're silly? Just, you know, just join us in this sort of thing. So they're going to push you into it. So you are more likely to arrive at your desired destination if you forsake evil associations that breed those same soul ties in your life. Those soul ties need to be starved to death by cutting their supplies to your high gates. You know the areas where Satan has continually buffeted you. Relocate yourself away from your partners in crime, the people with which you practice those soul ties. I was so messed up before I got saved. And as soon as I got saved, you know what I did? I just cut and run. I went to hang out with the leaders of the fellowship for 2 weeks, where I was praying with them every morning, reading God's word with them, praying in tongues. And after 2 weeks, I came back and I announced to my friends, hey guys, I am now born again. I am now saved. So you see, if you keep hanging out with people who talk profane, ultimately your mind will also become profane. I mean, if you keep hanging out with swearing machines, before you know what's happening, you're going to operate like a swearing machine. So right now, we've now come to understand that your continual rubbing of minds with experts, in quotes, in that area of soul ties will continue to frustrate your efforts to be free. So it's very important that you watch the associations that you keep. If there are associations that practice the soul ties, the wrong things that you are involved in today, you need to cut those associations ASAP, in addition to renewing your mind, in addition to reprogramming your mind with God's word. You can read all about soul ties on www.breakingsoulties.com, breakingsoulties.com. And also, you can follow me on Twitter as well. My handle is Shola Adio. I'll spell that for you, SolaAdio. And also, you can follow me on Soul Ties Tweets. I'll spell that for you, SolTiesTwees. Soul Ties Tweets. And if you are on Google Plus, you can link up with me on https://plus.google.com/+Olushola Adio. And also, if you want to chat with me on a personal basis, you can link up with me on BB using this pin. I'll read it out to you. 7C5BBD57. 7C5BBD57. So guys, my time is up, and till next week, this is Olushola Adio praying that you have a great week filled with God's favor, in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow at Shola Adio and at Soul Ties Twitch. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com. To contact Shola Adio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charismministries.org or on BBM 7C5BBD57. This concludes this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio.